Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The National Weather Service has a winter storm watch in effect from this afternoon into tomorrow afternoon, with potentially heavy snow possible in Litchfield County, Ulster and Dutchess counties in eastern New York, and in South County, Massachusetts. The snow should begin sometime this afternoon and go into Thursday afternoon. Connecticut coronavirus cases, the positivity rate is now at a little over 6% on Monday. There were over 153,000 cases reported, which is up over 7,200 since Friday. Out of 119,000 tests administered, 7,231 came back positive. That results in the positivity rate of 6.08%. A potential COVID-19 exposure at Planet Fitness in Ghent and at a funeral home. The Department of Health is warning about potential COVID exposure at Planet Fitness and at a funeral held in Ghent in Greene County. COVID infections. The Columbia County Department of Health announced Monday a staff member of Planet Fitness tested positive for COVID-19, and a person who was in attendance at a private home in Ghent and subsequent funeral and celebration also tested positive. The Department of Health is urging anybody who was at Planet Fitness in Hudson on December 5th, 6th, or 7th to monitor themselves for symptoms of COVID-19 and contact a doctor only if they show signs of having the virus. The Department of Health also reported there had been at least one positive COVID case stemming from a December 6th wake held at a private home in Ghent. The person who tested positive was also in attendance at the December 9th funeral and celebration of life ceremony at the private residence. Anybody who was at those events is being asked by the department to monitor themselves and contact their doctor if they exhibit symptoms of COVID-19. A smoke condition at Germantown grocery store turned out to be caused by a food smoker that was left on after employees went home for the night. Germantown fire chief said on Monday, at about 7:30 on Saturday night, Columbia County 911 sent Germantown Fire Department and Northern Dutchess paramedics to Otto's on Market Street after a smoke detector sounded. Arriving firefighters reported a smoke condition in the area and requested that Claremont and Livingston Fire Department stand by in their quarters. The smoke was traced to a food smoker that was left burning. The exhaust system turned off after employees had left for the day. The Dutchess BOCES superintendent and deputy have announced their retirement. BOCES announced the retirement of Richard Hooley, which will take effect August 31st. They announced his deputy, Cora Stample, will retire effective July 19th. Hooley previously served as superintendent of Valley Central School District before accepting the position with Dutchess BOCES in 2015. The Southern Berkshire Rural Health Network and Berkshire Community College holding a webinar at 4:30 today via Zoom on coping with stresses caused by COVID-19 pandemic. South County experts in care and mental health will discuss how we're affected by COVID-19. There are many different panelists, by the way. More information is available at Berkshire Community College. Some meetings going on today. The Sharon Housing Authority at 4 o'clock in Sharon. Also today in Salisbury, the Zoning Board of Appeals special at 5:30, then the Board of Finance meeting. In Sheffield today, Board of Assessors at 4:30, Five-Town Cable Committee meeting at 6 o'clock. In Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen have a Zoom meeting set for 7:30 this evening. In Kent, the Region 1 Board of Education, emergency meeting being held at Housatonic Valley Regional High School at 6:30. And in Kent, the Board of Finance regular meeting being held tonight at 7 p.m. Free Narcan training will be provided today at 7 p.m. by Sun River Health, formerly Hudson River Healthcare, through a Zoom meeting sponsored by the Northeast Millerton Library. Participants can call 518-789-3440 to RSVP or anymillertonlibrary.org. Annual pot pie dinner to benefit SWASA will be held on Thursday at the White Hart as a to-go meal featuring pot pie, mashed potatoes, and sticky toffee pudding. You can pre-order at 860-435-0030 or order in person at Provisions. You can also order at Provisions between 5 and 8 p.m. on the 17th and pick up your food there. All proceeds benefit SWASA. It is a $25 donation. Town board meeting is happening in Ancrum, New York on the 17th. Meanwhile, in Falls Village, the PNC regular meeting will be at 7 p.m. on the 17th. 12 days of Christmas continue in West Cornwall through January 3rd. Sheffield Historical Society has their COVID-safe light display on their grounds every evening until January 6th. And sparkling lights and holiday decorations at the Rogan Historical Society run through January the 6th. Falls Village Volunteer Fire Department Santa Express, Santa visiting your home on a fire truck, that is happening on both the 19th and 20th between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. daily. More information or to try to reserve a space, fvsantaexpress@gmail.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 29,861.55, the NASDAQ at 12,440.04, and the S&P 500 at 3647.49. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.